Hello, Donald. It's Donald, dear. Nice to hear from you, Donald. How's Cressida? Oh, dear, is she really? Yes, well, of course, sunburn can be very nasty. Especially there. Well, I know it happened to the doctor last year. I mean, there's nothing worse and more annoying than a peeling nose. Now, what did you ring about, Donald? Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, say, what a good idea, Donald. Excellent idea. Well, in fact, it's such a good idea, and I wonder why I didn't think of it.
What is it, Hilda?
Be quiet, Evadne, I'm talking. Well, you can certainly rely on us, Donald. Well, I know Evadne will be delighted to be part of it.
Part of what?
Quiet, dear, I'm talking. Have you spoken to it? Oh, you have. Well, what about the... Oh, you have. You have been busy. Well, you can count on us, Donald. Yes. Well, we'll speak to you later. Bye-bye, dear.
Hilda Brackett, you can be so infuriating at times. Now, what did Donald want that I will be delighted to be a part of?
He wants to take you to Paris for the weekend.
What?
No, only a joke, dear.
Now, come on, dear. What was it all about?
Well, Donald wants us to alter the arrangements for tomorrow's concert.
Hilda, how can he? After all the work I put into making a success.
Yes, well, I've put some work in too, dear. Donald had a marvellous idea. In honour of our American visitor, he's changed the whole format of tomorrow's concert. Instead of it being an old English concert, we are making it an American evening.
What's an American evening?
We all sit in a circle and chew gum. No. Everything about the evening will be American. The food, the dress, even the decor of the hall. Oh, and he wants me... Listen. He wants me to do the calling for a grand square dance.
Oh, I see. Obviously, he thinks you've got the loudest voice.
If only that wasn't better now. Oh, Maud, hello, dear.
Here, Dame Hilda. There's something fishy going on upstairs with them Yankee Dooglies.
Well, it can't be Barbara, dear. She's in the garden. Look.
Oh, well, it's in then. Her husband.
Oh, you mean the English Yankee Doodly?
Now, what do you mean, Maude? Something going on?
Well, I don't know what it is, but there's noises coming from his room.
What sort of noises, Maude?
Squeaking noises.
Oh, he'll be unscrewing his wooden leg.
Sounds like creaking floorboards to me. You don't think he's trying to dig a tunnel, do he?
Not on the first floor, Maud, no.
I still think he's a gangster.
Oh, Maud, you've been watching too many American films on television.
He's probably right, Maud. Yeah, I mean, you do tend to believe everything you see on television. Now, you mustn't let these old films influence you. You dirty rat. Okay, blue eyes. Oh, dear me. I used to love Jack Bogart.
Humphrey, dear.
Who, dear?
Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, yes, but I mean before he changed his name.
Anyway, that don't explain what's causing the squeaking noises.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Maud.
But he were frightening, Dame Hilda. Squeak, squeak, squeak. It were going...
Maudie, you got squeaks on the brain. Now just put it out of your mind.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Frank. Did you have a good night's squeak?
Yes, definitely. Have you seen Barbie?
I think she's in the garden.
No, I'm not. I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Say hi, Evadne.
Yes.
Hi.
What was squeaking?
Oh, Maud, really.
What's that, Maud?
Nothing, dear. Maud thought she heard a mouse while she was making our beds.
With a blooming big mouse.
Well, let me tell you the exciting news. You know the concert that we're having in the church hall tomorrow?
Oh, yes, we're really looking forward to it, aren't we, Barbie?
We sure are. I've always wanted to see one of your typical old English concerts.
Oh, dear. Yes, well, there's been a change of plan, you see, dear. The vicar has decided to honour your visit, Barbara, and make it an American evening.
Oh, that's even better. Yes, definitely. I've always wanted to see a typical old American concert.
Everything's going to have an American flavour.
Yes, even the food. And we're going to have a square dance. And I, no less, am doing the calling.
Hey, fantastic. I'll lend you a pair of my jeans to wear.
Yes, well, I don't think I'm quite into jeans, dear.
Now, there's certainly no chance of you getting into Barbara's jeans.
I'll just stick to my twin set. Oh, I tell you what we could do. We could lend them our big Union Jack to hang in the hall.
Shouldn't it be the Stars and Stripes, dear?
Yes, but we haven't got a Stars and Stripes, dear. Anyway, a Union Jack is quite appropriate. I mean, America did once belong to us. And they do speak English. Well, a sort of English.
I think it's great of you to do this for us.
Not at all, dear. We must preserve a feeling of fellowship with the commoners.
Why don't you invite President Carter?
I've rung him, dear. He can't come. He's too busy shelling his peanuts.
Hey, look, if I can help in any way...
I didn't know that you knew President Carter.
No, I mean, say, on the subject of food, I can let whoever's organizing it know just what we eat.
Oh, we know what you eat. The hot puppies.
Hot dogs, eventually. You're thinking of those shoes of yours.
I bet that's what we're squeaking.
Why does Maud keep talking about something squeaking?
Yeah, what's it all about?
Oh, it's nothing, Barbara, nothing at all, dear. She thought she heard a squeaking noise coming from your bedroom.
Oh, that'd be the floorboards. Yes, definitely.
I knew it, Dame Hilda. He's tunneling.
Actually, I was doing my keep fit exercises.
Now, there you are then, Maud. The squeaking was probably his leg joint.
Frank does 20 press-ups every morning. He's a fitness fanatic. As a matter of fact, he's wanting to get hold of a couple of dumbbells.
I know what he can have with pleasure.
I think it's very commendable, because when I was a young girl, you know, I used to do a lot of cycling.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of those penny farthings.
Oh, that's awfully funny.
Did you ride one as well, Evadne?
Been thinking.
Good heavens, Maud, really?
Yes. I've been thinking about the concert. You haven't got a comedian, have you?
Not on stage, dear. We've six on the committee.
Just what did you have in mind, Maud?
Well, could I tell a joke?
No.
Oh, it's one that Arthur heard in the Rose and Crown.
Definitely no.
Oh, go on, Evadne. Let Maud tell a little joke.
Oh, yes. Come on then, get it over with.
It had me in stitches when my Arthur told it to me.
Oh, well, come on then, dear. Now, what is it they always say on that programme on the television?
Yes.
For Maud Prince, housewife of Stetton Trestle, opportunity knocks.
Oh, yes. I like that Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah. Very talented, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, now, yeah. Right. Now, there's a man, you see.
Yeah.
And he goes into a pub.
Yes.
No, hang on.
That was another one.
No, this one went into a police station, you see. And he had a dog and...
Yeah.
No, it was the man that went into the pub had a dog.
That's
right. This man had a parrot. Uh-huh. Oh. Anyway, he sees this poster on the wall and... No, sorry. It were his wife who... Now, let me get it right. It wasn't apparent he'd been had up for drunk and disorderly. So he goes to this man, not the first man, the other man.
The other one, yeah.
And he said... No, it was him who had the parrot. Him went up to and he said, no, I can't do the accent like he could.
Oh, that's all right, dear. You're doing very well.
But he said, now what did he say? Something to do with Easter eggs. And the man who had the parrot, oh, the parrot wasn't his, you see.
Yes.
He borrowed it from this sailor for a joke, you see.
Oh, yeah, a joke.
And
yeah,
he said something about a cup final ticket. And the other man said, I can't remember the exact words. But anyway, apparently he got on the wrong train or something. Ooh, we did not laugh.
But I think I've heard that one before.
Well, what do you think?
None for presentation, none for content. I'm
sorry, Maud, but I think we have a full program. See, Mr. Flavers is doing his rope spinning, and Mr. Duncan is going to Yodel.
I didn't know Mr. Duncan could Yodel.
I don't think he can, dear, until he gets Mr. Flavers' rope round his neck. And then Teddy Trant is going to do a spot of ventriloquialism.
Oh. You mean his wife's coming?
I think it's marvelous, this community spirit you have in the village.
Oh, my dear, they volunteer for anything, especially when the vicar tells them to. Anyway, Maud, you'll like this. Your Ernie is going to play his trombone.
Oh, that'll give the show a bit of class.
Thank you, Maud.
So you see, dear, we don't need a comedian.
Mm, especially with Ernie playing the trombone.
Thank you, Mr. Flathers. I'm sure the audience enjoyed that exhibition of rope spinning and yarn spinning. At least the rope was clean. Now, for the next item, I have persuaded Barbara, our friend here from across the sea, bless her, to join me in a duet. Ably assisted by my colleague and oldest friend on the pianoforte, Dr. Hinge. And you know what they say? Don't shoot the pianist, she's doing her best.
I beg your pardon.
No, just a little Wild West witticism, dear.
Thank you, Annie Oakley.
You ready, Barbara? You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, neither, let's kill the whole thing off.
You like potato and I like potato. I like tomato and you like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Of course, you know, Evadne's always been able to syncopate. Yeah, it runs in her family, syncopation, you know. Because she's very good at the twiddle in it. All right, Mr. Flathers, you'll get that, Nanny. You say laughter, and I say laughter. You say after, and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off.
You say vanilla, and I say vanilla. You say sarsaparilla, and I say sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla.
Chocolate, strawberry, let's call the whole thing off.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Tomatoes. Now, our next artiste was going to be our good friend Sexton Tweddle, but unfortunately he appears to have lost his trombone mouthpiece. And found it again.
No good, I knew he would look under that cushion.
So, without further ado, let us sit back and listen
to music in the modern manner presented by your own Sexton Tweddell. Sexton, for that very nice rendition of whatever you were rendering it. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, interval time, so pass the Applejack, Big Bill. Or, as we say in English here, refreshments are on sale in the marquee on the Vicarage Lawn. Thank you. See you all later. Enjoy the refreshments. Come along, dear. With the weather. What a lovely summer evening.
And would you like any mustard on your hot dog, Buddy Boy?
Buddy Boy?
Well, that's what they say, you know, them Yankee doodlings.
Very transatlantic, yes.
Real American hot dogs I'm selling. But don't tell anyone it's French mustard.
I won't breathe a word.
And German sausage.
And Danish butter.
However did you know?
Just a guess, dear.
Oh. Hi. Hi there, Dame Hilda.
Oh, there you are, Barbara.
I've been wandering around, and you know, all this is just too much.
Too much what, dear?
If you mean the mustard, I'll scrape some off.
No. The way the whole village has pitched in. Look, they've even laid on hot dogs.
Yes, but don't inquire about their pedigree.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs! Fresh hot dogs!
You can tell she sings in the choir, can't you? Come on, let's go and join your band.
Nice of you to say so, Graham. But my piano playing is brilliant. Was he really? Hmm?
Very good, yes. Did you have anything else to say, Fred?
No, he didn't, actually.
I also think your singing is very impressive, Dame Hilda.
What a perceptive young man.
Didn't I see Barbara with you, dear?
Yes, but she was ambushed by a tribe of Red Indians.
Oh, yes. The Boy Scouts dressed up for the occasion.
Yes, they've probably got her dancing round that hideous totem pole of theirs. Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe Maud modelled for this.
Oh, he there.
I'd better ride off to Barbara's rescue. Yes, definitely.
Well, best of luck, Sheriff. Watch out for the arrows.
Have you eaten yet, Hilda?
Well, I did sample some of Cressida's cookies. That was a mistake. And as for her donuts, let's just say, dear, they'll come in very handy for the Christmas hoopla store.
Suddenly, I'm not hungry. Mm. Now, Hilda, for the second half of the concert.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? Quiet, please, quiet. Yes, thank you. Softly. Thank you. Well, welcome back to the old corral for the second half of our thank you, dear, for the second half of our concert. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's an opportunity for you all to show your paces in an American square dance. Not exciting. Right. Now, Yes. You're going to have trouble with that scout. Come along, everybody, on the floor. Not on your back, Sexton. No, not like that. Do get up. You'll make your jacket shiny. The Stratton Father Hillbilly Mountain Boys, otherwise Mr. Carruthers, the grocer on the fiddle. Nothing personal, dear, no. Yeah. And Mr. Medlock, the butcher on banjo. Be changed from plucking all those turkeys, dear. Yeah, oh, I see. You get somebody to do it, I see. Yeah. And then Dr. Evadne has deserted her beloved piano in order to join us in the dance. She's so impetuous. Yes. And Maud will also be doing the Life Fantastic. Being at her best in the dozy do.
That's the ghost.
Evadne, don't be naughty, dear. As for me, in view of the fact that I once saw Oklahoma at Drury Lane, and we're going to be performing it next year, we're going all modern. So I'm going to be doing the calling, isn't it, marvellous? So come on, boys, away we go. On your partners and off you go. Move to the corners and there's it go. Progress, progress, round the floor. One bit more and close the door. Can't curtsy and then advance. You can't go wrong with the O Square Dance. One step forward and one step back. Maud slipped over the paper rack. One to the left and two to the right. Well, not quite. With two left feet, you have no chance to get from round to the O Square Dance. Now all together and promenade. No more, you can't have lemonade. One to the right and one to the rear. Cock your leg over the chandelier. Evadne, this isn't the Tour de France. You can't ride a bike in the O Square Dance. Maud's beginning to feel the strain. Evadne glides with smile and grace. Oh dear, she's fallen flat on her face. I call a halt to the O-Square Dance. I think I'll ring for an ambulance. You've shown I'm flagging endurance, but that's the end of the O-Square Dance. Now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, to end our little concert in a tribute to our friend, say, from over the sea, young Barbara, lovely girl, I would like to sing a song from a show we produced here in Stratton Trestle last year, one of our first American productions, a lovely show called MAME. So, Doctor, you'll accompany, won't you?
Definitely, yes.
All right.